'Twas the night before wild card weekend, and all through the league. Not a quarterback seems healthy. At least that's what it seems to be. Welcome to Princess Podcast.
What up, bitches? What up?
Greetings from the Princess Lounge.
The Princess Lounge.
Yes, yeah. I like this.
So we're super excited because we're doing this on a Friday night. Three guys sitting at the Princess Lounge just kicking it. But it is the night before wild card weekend. And I don't think either one of us thought wild card weekend was going to shape up like it's has shaped up.
It's been a wild card week, Jim.
It has.
And I apologize. The reason that we come to you on Friday night, and you know, by the time you listen to it, it could be Saturday, it could be next Monday at this point in time. I've been sick all fucking week, and I apologize that we did not come out to you guys on Tuesday like we normally do.
It's all good, man. You know what? This new job's kicking my ass, too, so it's all good. We're hanging out on a Friday night. We have a great episode planned for you, a lot to talk about. You know, once again, season ends. Neither one of our teams.
What, episode 20, Jim?
Holy crap. I forgot to even say that. Snow's opening, which was awesome.
Like I said, wild card, bitches.
Snow's opening threw me off. So, episode 20, we're almost of legal age, which is ironic. Given where we come from, but Steve, what we want to start with is just season ending for the two of our teams. Obviously,
yep.
We have a lot to talk about as far as what's left in the NFL for the rest of the season, with wild card weekend, obviously, and then beyond. But I want to take a couple minutes talking about our teams because they're not involved.
Please educate me on the Bears. The finale of the season.
This is probably the last time we really talk about our teams in depth, just because they're not in the playoffs. You guys don't want to hear about teams that are in the playoffs. So, you know what? The Bears, Jeff Dickerson, and you guys know that we don't necessarily quote media as much, and I don't want to regurgitate what media says, but Jeff Dickerson's the beat writer for the Bears, but you guys don't know. I don't know who the Colts guy is, but I'm sure you guys know who that is. But Jeff Dickerson's the guy that, you know, he's our beat guy, and he put the Chicago Bears are the happiest 6-10 team in the league.
Yeah.
And I absolutely agree with him.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
We are 6-10. We finished 6-10. Obviously, we lost week 17 to the Lions. We should just another one of those games that we shouldn't have lost. I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm not going to get in and say, you know what, it is what it is. They're frustrating. Given where the games landed and how the games went all year, should we have a better record? Absolutely. Was this Cutler's best year? I wouldn't say best year, but it was definitely.
He's had a decent year.
He had a great year in comparison to the last couple. I'm going to talk a little bit about Adam Gase here in a second, and he has a lot to do with that. But, you know, overall, I will say the Bears exceeded my expectations. If you go back to episode 2 or 3 or whenever we did our season
one.
I said 3 games. If they win 5, I'll be ecstatic. Well, they won 6. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cue the parade.
You know, and what's sheer beer luck is we go 6-10 and we're still not going to get a top 10 pick because everyone else sucked worse. Which is frustrating.
Yeah, we're right behind you, dude.
It's frustrating. So, really, the only off-season news for the Bears, and obviously there's going to be more stuff that comes, and we're going to give you more insight in terms of what our off-season is going to look like, but we've still got plenty to talk about before that. Off-season for the Bears, the only big question mark that's out there is Adam Gase returning. Adam Gase, you know, he's been offensive coordinator to Peyton Manning in Denver. He came to, he came to the Bears with John Fox. He's turned down head coaching jobs in the past. So what's going to end up happening is, and it's already happened since we're talking Friday at this point, he's already interviewing. He's already interviewed with Philly. He's going to interview with Miami.
But are these good enough for him, though? Like,
I hope not, Steve. I hope not. But you know what? At some point, you have to just be like, look, dude, you got a job. You got another job that's being offered to you. The ultimate goal of any coordinator should be, I'm going to be a head coach. There's only so many times that you're going to turn down a gig. Now, I don't know if there's coveted gigs or not. I don't know. I think we're going to talk about this later as far as what are opening right now. But as far as Adam Gase is concerned, all I want to just say is, and I know you have a question, but is he's a smart, smart guy. He's young. Cutler got along with them very well. The only thing, and tie this back to the Bears, is what's going to be disappointing to me is, once again, Chicago Bears are going to have another offensive coordinator for Jay Cutler. And I think just by
just on my count,
Jay's been here like 6 years, I think, 6 or 7 years now. This may be 5 or 6 as far as his coordinator.
Luck's going through his third defensive coordinator going into his 5th year.
Cutler's going through the same thing. So that's frustrating. But you know what? Like I said, overall, Bears exceeded my expectations. Adam, if he gets a job, awesome. Hopefully we bring someone in that's badass to be, you know, an offensive coordinator. Sounds like the quarterbacks coach. Shout out to Brian Sturbiak for giving me this knowledge because he follows a bunch of those guys on Twitter, buddy of mine. And he told me that Cutler really gets along with the offensive or the quarterbacks coach. And they're really good buddies, and they have been since he got there. And he also came with Adam Gase. So what could happen is Gase gets promoted, you know, gets a new job somewhere else. They promote the QB head or QB's coach to offensive coordinator.
Okay,
so
let's just stop right there real quick. So we're talking about Gase first and foremost. What's a decent opening for him to want to take it? Like, you have a great offense in place in Chicago.
So with Gase, like,
what's worth in your mind to go and leave and be a head coach for?
I don't know if you want me to bring this up now because we're going to talk about it later, but I'll bring it up now. I mean, to me, the coveted jobs.
I'm more concerned. I'm pretty sure you and I are in agreement already. We have not talked about it before.
I think the coveted job in this offseason right now has to be New York. I really believe that. How do you not want to go coach the New York Giants?
We are not in agreement.
So, I mean, how do you not want to go coach the New York Giants? I mean, that the biggest market in the world, the biggest city in the world. You've already been in Chicago.
You know how the media is.
So you can handle all of that, right? You coach Peyton Manning. Why not go coach Eli Manning, right?
Yep.
Why not go down that path? Now, the Giants have plenty of holes. They got plenty of shit that they got to still figure out. But
you're already used to the media blitz that you're dealing with it, right?
You got some big shoes you got to fill with Coughlin, but I think New York Giants, specifically for Gase, in general though, but specifically for Gase, that's
his first
spot.
Head coaching job.
This will be his first.
Oh man, that's gonna be rough.
And he's like 37.
I was gonna say that it to me, like if I was him, being a young guy and a new head coach, Tampa Bay.
Oh, we're not even talking about that yet, are we?
We're
already talking about that.
I gotta bring it up. I mean, like, as far
Tampa Bay should not be an opening right now, Steve.
It shouldn't be. And I agree with you. And I was very baffled when I saw your post on Wednesday. I was like, what the fuck? But what a great place to be for a young head coach and have a fucking rookie quarterback right there.
You're right.
It's a guy that you can be hands-on with and be right there as an offensive coordinator and head coach.
So my only knock with...
he's not going to be the offensive coordinator, but you know what I mean.
So my only knock is this. I don't know what Adam Gase's career was prior to... I don't know this. Maybe Snow can look this up. Adam Gase... You don't actually have to, Snow, if you don't want to. Adam Gase prior to Denver. I'm not sure what his background was. So I know that he came in with John Fox in Denver. He coached a... mature, obviously, Peyton Manning, right? A veteran guy, Peyton Manning. And then he came to Chicago, coached a veteran coach or veteran quarterback in Jay Cutler. We've never seen him work with a young guy. So that would be my only knock. I think Tampa Bay is a good fit as well. But I'm just thinking market and everything else and upside. And how do you turn down a job in New York? I don't know how you would turn that down. And that's my only thing. So, yeah, do I think...
Is there any other job out there besides New York and, in your opinion, and Tampa Bay? Do you think that there's any other job still in the league that's worth taking? So...
I'm sorry. No. It's between the two, right?
I mean, yeah, I would agree.
You have a solid team in place, and you have a bright future in Tampa Bay, in my opinion, at least. Is Miami worth going to?
Not really. I mean,
not for someone like Adam Gase.
If you wanted to go somewhere to prove yourself, yes, Miami would be a good spot to go because you can't do any worse. But Tampa Bay, I think they got some good building material.
They got a lot of great building material there. And
Like I said, if we're talking, so there's a couple different, you know, we're going down a couple different.
I'm going to go ahead and just call it right now. Adam Gase, Tampa Bay.
You're calling it. Okay. I don't know enough about any of it. I think the best fit for Adam Gase would be like a New York situation. But based on Adam's past, if he doesn't love the situation, he's not taking the gig. So maybe we'll get lucky and keep him. So let me just wrap up with the Bears and just say, you know what? You exceeded my expectations. Don't fuck up the draft. We'll talk about it. We'll talk more. You know, we'll drop inserts here and there through the off season. But all in all, Bears exceeded my expectations. I'm excited for the future. We have a gang of draft picks.
Yeah, you do.
Gang of draft picks. You know what I mean?
Hopefully they can do something good with them.
Yeah, and we got some. You know, we have some questions on defense that we have to address immediately. You know, we have some decisions to make on offense with Alshon and Forte. There's some things that we still have to figure out, but I am super excited about the future. 2016, I'm looking forward to it.
I want to go ahead and make a breaking announcement right now.
Oh, boy.
I have been in the market for another team. Just heads up. So, I'm still
a Cardinals fan. I thought you picked the Panthers.
No, well, I figured it out. And the Panthers are a great team, and I'm never going to deny it. And they are the Carolina Bears and yada, yada, yada. But hanging out with you all the time, hanging out with all your Bears fans all the time, I fucking love the fact that you guys love your team so much. So my NFC team is now the Chicago Bears.
Yeah! Steve's jumping on the bandwagon, Bear down.
I'm gonna jump on it, dude.
I can't do it.
Bear down.
I have to. Like,
why do you hate the Bears so much, though?
I don't hate them.
Why do you hate the Bears so much?
NFC team.
NFC team.
Why do you hate the Bears so much?
I don't have a hate. It's more a rivalry between me and my cousin. And they just can't do it.
Oh, K-Dog. Vegas, K-Dog.
Well, I got a lot of people that's going to hate that because I got a cousin that actually listens to the podcast, and he's a Lions fan because he's from Michigan, and, you know, it's understandable.
Yeah,
the Cardinals.
You know, nobody's perfect, but he does have a question that he asked me this week on Facebook. So, as we go into the Colts.
Yeah.
We have it's a wild weekend. Wild week already.
I was going to say, perfect transition.
We re-signed Pagano and Brixton. And he asked me on Facebook, and he was like, how do I feel about resigning both? I still don't know. Like, I'm great with Pagano. Totally great with Pagano.
Everyone's great with Pagano, right?
Grigson, like, it's kind of hit and miss. He's a smart guy, and he'll figure it out. And you know what? I do kind of see what he saw with Dorsett with the draft, because I think that if we get the right offense in place, put Dorsett in a slot, he could be the best slot guy in the league.
Eventually.
Yeah. Eventually. Not right off the bat. But we got to have a great offensive line, and we got to be able to do that, those kind of things. When our quarterbacks keep getting injured, we're fucked.
Yep.
We
five starting quarterbacks?
Yeah.
What does that say about our O-line?
We got away with the first 3 years of Andrew Luck's career, him not getting hurt. For him to finally get hurt, it's just like, hey, guys, it's a wake-up call.
You blame our O-line on that?
I mean,
yeah.
Murdered five quarterbacks in their O-line.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, we put a fucking guy out of retirement home in the league, and he still played a little bit.
Yeah.
But, what do you expect to happen?
Yeah.
Like, our starting quarterback goes down, our backup goes down, his backup goes down, and then we signed Josh Freeman and fucking Lindley. And by the way, we have Lindley and Freeman on a 2-year deal, so we have them for next season.
So real quick about Lindley, before you get into your actual opinion about shit, Ryan Lindley, for those that don't know, and a lot of people don't, came in and actually played in the playoffs last year for the Cardinals because Carson Palmer got hurt, and then their backup got hurt, and so he was a third stringer in the playoffs. And he got his ass kicked, and he had a terrible game, and it was awful for him, right? Ryan Lindley has his own phone number posted on Twitter, his cell phone number, because you know why? He was doing real estate. He was doing real estate, okay? And any NFL quarterback, past, present, future, whatever, you're not putting your personal cell phone number on Twitter. This dude was pushing his phone number on Twitter Because he's trying to sell real estate. And Snowslow knows a little about this because his mom's like the real estate, you know,
goddess,
right? So this dude, chilling, his phone number, hanging out, right? Gets a call from the Indianapolis Colts. Hey, Ryan.
Want to throw a football?
What are you doing? you want to come try out for the Colts? Sure.
I got a showing at 1:30.
Do I have to play? You may not have to play. Oh, just kidding. Quarter three, or whatever it was, two minute drill. Ryan Lindley, please go run this.
It was already in the fucking, like, out in the media that he was going to play the game no matter what.
My whole thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure he led them down to a touchdown.
A touchdown in fucking 2 minutes.
In a two-minute drill, right?
Ran that two-minute drill.
So if he doesn't play ever again.
He can say he did that.
Like, he can just say, dude, I backed up a backup in Arizona when people got hurt, and I was trying to sell some real estate.
And I was the fifth-string quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
And I took him down in a two-minute drill against arguably one of the hottest defenses. I won't say the best. Hottest defenses going into the playoffs and scored 2 minutes. Boom. So I had to throw that out there about Ryan Lindley. So Steve, let me ask you.
All right, so
we didn't get into it.
We finished the year very.
Give me a recap.
Very fucking terribly. Obviously, this is the first season we've not made the playoffs since Peyton was out. So, like, this has been a rough year.
Wasn't a losing season though.
Wasn't a losing season.
8-8. 8-8.
It's
8-8.
It's still
not a loser.
And just like you said last week. Thank God we didn't make the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to see an 8-8 team there.
We would have gotten embarrassed.
Yeah. Embarrassed. Bear. Good keyword.
Yeah.
Man. I'm still holding up to my own. This is the Indianapolis Colts we're talking about.
Absolutely.
It's very depressing to see us not in the playoffs right now. Because this is what we've become accustomed to in Indianapolis. We're used to it. And obviously our fans are used to it because they don't fucking cheer for shit anymore.
If you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. That's exactly what they look at. Is the fucking Talladega Knights.
That's a whole. You know how I feel about that. If you're not first, you're last. Fine, but you don't give up some crap.
Yeah,
and that's where I lose. That's where I lose.
That's what I hate about being a Colts fan. That's what I hate about going to games, whole nine yards.
That's where I lose it.
But we've got a lot to build on. I think in my mind. I know there's a lot going out there saying that, you know, we're going to we're going to let a lot of people go. And then Robert Mathis was in this, and I don't understand that at all. So Robert Mathis is a solid dude. He's 34 years old. He's our age. He is not too old to play this game at this point at all. He's in the mix to let him go.
So my only question is this. You guys, I don't know, draft picks are fucked. Right, you don't have a ton of draft picks beyond
we have our rounds.
I mean, you get your rounds, right? But nothing extra, whatever, right? How are you gonna build? Grigson hasn't showed. So my only beef about this whole thing. So I'm a proponent as well. I'm not gonna go as far as Steve in saying the Colts are my team, but obviously living in Indianapolis, I hear a lot about the Colts and my best friends with this podcast, right? With this podcast, my best friends, you know, doing this podcast with you guys. Obviously, I pay a lot of attention to the Colts, so I obviously have an opinion. Pagano, keeping him, great fucking move.
Great call.
Great move, right?
I love
Not his fault.
I love him.
Not his fault. You went through five fucking quarters.
In a heterosexual way, I love Chuck Pagano.
I mean, and I posted this on the website.
Strong.
Talking about Chuck Strong. I posted this. I did. I posted it.
And I saw that. I was very proud of you.
And I said it, right? I was like, look, man, this guy's a fighter. Right?
Dude,
he beat leukemia. Of course he's going to beat a fucking interview.
He's had fucking nothing but winning seasons.
Right.
He hasn't had one losing
season. His protege, Bruce Arians, is potentially going to be coaching a team in the fucking Super Bowl. That's him. So, Pagano, no-brainer. Grigson, here's my thing about Grigson, very quickly. I don't know if I have the faith in him being able to build a team via the draft, and most teams in this day and age have to build it on the draft. Because you don't have this crazy free agency going on.
Yeah.
You don't have this, you know, and he tried it last year with bringing Andre in and bringing Frank in. And we all thought, oh, this is going to be great. It's great if Andrew's your quarterback. You guys did not set yourselves up in a situation, if God forbid something happened to Andrew, are you still going to win? Well, you know what? Something happened to Andrew, and you're not going to win.
In Grigson's defense, and you know, I've been telling you that.
And I'm not saying Grigson should have been fired.
I've been on the bandwagon Grigson fired.
Right. Everyone has.
Everybody in office has. But the only reason I say that is because the later picks that he makes are not beneficial to the team at all.
Right.
We're used to Bill Polian, a Hall of Fame guy, building the team through the draft.
Yep.
And for us to go through this phase where we're not building through the draft and we're signing guys in free agency, which is sometimes a good thing, but all he's doing is signing guys from Philly more than anything. And that's...
Philly's a great place to be right now.
It's not beneficial to us right now. You know, I don't want to beat Philadelphia Eagles when Ryan Grigson's gone.
So give me a grade, Steve. Where are you at right now, end of season, and what's your optimism level?
I'm gonna give us a C-.
Okay.
More than anything.
Okay.
I got a lot of optimism. I want to have a lot of optimism. What did not make me happy was the picture I saw with Jim Irsay smiling and fucking Chuck Pagano's got a huge grin on his face, and then Ryan Grigson's standing there just like with a straight face, like.
See,
I thought
he was ready to beat someone's ass.
Watching that news conference, I was like, Ryan Grigson is thinking, "Get me the fuck out of here." Like, please, you should have fired
him. It was at 11 o'clock at night.
Time during that, I expected them to come out. And the way they said Chuck fought for his job, I literally thought they would come out with black eyes and bruises. And, like, Chuck and Grigson were back there beating the shit out of each other. And then they just had to sit down next to each other all bloody and bruised, like, we came to a deal.
First they come out with fucking...
But the way that press conference went... Not literally with the blood and tears or whatever. Yeah. I felt like that did happen.
Yeah.
And Chuck clearly won.
Exactly.
And Grigson clearly lost.
A little butt hurt.
Like, Grigson, I thought, was pushing to get rid of Pagano.
But
Pagano stayed. And now Grigson was like, I don't want to be here because Irsay didn't listen to me.
I don't know if I feel that same way because we don't know what happened.
We don't. I'm just giving you my opinion about
it. I don't think that Ryan Grigson has... the capability in front of a camera to fucking put a huge grin on like fucking Pagano did. Chuck was just happy to fucking, you know, get another.
Well, and here's something else that I don't think we've ever acknowledged, and we're episode 20 now. I don't think we've ever acknowledged this. Grigson was never a GM before. Mm. This is his first GM gig.
I thought he was at Philly.
He was not. He was not the GM. He was like something player personnel development something. He was not a GM. And Pagano was clearly never a coach either. He was a
defensive coordinator.
He was a defense coordinator. Yeah. So both of these guys, first gigs, taking over for a Jim Caldwell who came from Tony Dungy Hall of Famer, hopefully, not quite, but will be probably this year. And then Bill Polian, right? You got to give these guys a little bit of benefit of the doubt. I think Irsay sounded like a retard.
A lot of cocaine.
Sorry for the retard comment. I just said it again. sorry, Mom. But I think Irsay did the right thing. Let's see what happens.
All right, so before we start going into every other team in the league, real quick, I just want to acknowledge Jim and his accomplishment for being last in our fantasy football league. And winning the toilet bowl. So let me present you, Jim, with the toilet bowl championship.
Is there a shot in this thing?
No, but we can.
Let's get a shot this.
I got some bourbon for you right here.
Yeah, we got a little bourbon in it. Snow, take a picture of this. Yeah.
Well, for the record, who had the best record in that league? No?
Who won it?
You know what? It doesn't matter who won it.
I
might have came in third. But Michael Thompson, shout out. Good job to the Blue Ballers. They won.
Wait. Get pictures or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're going to get a picture of this. Boom.
Tram porcelain guy.
Boom.
On air.
There you go.
What a fucking
shit. Hold that up right in front of you so where it says toilet bowl. Yeah, everyone. There's the money shot. Yeah. By the way, this guy gave me the most shit during the draft of my picks.
We give you shit every year because all you do is draft Colts players.
Agents of Snow, 10-4.
All right, so Jim, we brought it up earlier.
So, can I defend myself real quick? I won the other two leagues, I was saying. Quick pay. Chase Quick Pay proves it. Fuck off.
All right, Jim. So we brought it up earlier, and we just want to touch on this week real quick. So Black Monday, what the fuck happened?
Like, nothing
happened.
Nothing.
I don't understand.
Nothing.
All right, so Lovey got fired on Wednesday, which I still don't understand what's going on with that.
Over the phone.
So tell me, why did they fire him?
That's sad.
I don't know why they fired him. All right, you guys have asked me this, and obviously I was a Lovey guy, and Facebook reminded me of
Lovey
that.
Guy.
Facebook reminded me of it on a regular basis, like when they share your memories and all that bullshit, and how many times I've talked about it. When we replaced Lovie Smith with Mark Trestman, clearly I'm a Lovie guy.
When we played Lovie in the Super Bowl, like, I immediately fell in love with him. Like, he's
Lovie's
a great guy.
A good guy. He's awesome. I've met him.
Media week, when he was talking, I was like, dude, this is a really good dude. I like him a lot.
I met him in person, shook his hand, cool as fuck, right? They did him wrong. Yeah. Why'd they fire him? I honestly have no idea. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are trying to audition for the worst franchise in the NFL based on this decision. Unfortunately, they're not going to win their toilet bowl because they're going against Cleveland.
Or are they trying to audition for Chip Kelly to come down there?
Fuck that. Are you kidding me? If Chip Kelly goes to Tampa Bay, they're going to be a disaster. Disaster. Tampa Bay had a good thing going. They had no talent and extremely exceeded expectations.
And then all of a sudden they get Jameis Winston down there and they start looking.
They look good.
Yeah.
Tell me Jameis Winston did not look good his rookie year.
He was looking really good.
He
the entire team was looking good. He was firing them up.
Their defense was limited because they had no talent. Name me one defensive player. Name me one. You got a starter? Snow, you got a starter?
No.
I don't have a fucking starter. And I watch a lot of football.
I was going to say Rondé Barber, but yeah, no, that's wrong
no.
decade. Wrong
hey,
decade.
Tampa Bay, fuck you. Lovey, go do a coordinator's job for a year or two. You probably don't need the money, because I think the Bears
so
paid you.
I almost brought this up earlier, too, and I did. And I'm just like, Adam Gase going there.
I know. You know what? Based on this, I don't want Adam to go there, because I want Adam to do well. I want him to be treated well by a franchise, and Tampa Bay is not treating their their coaches well. Fuck that.
But, Jim, if you think about it, well, obviously they're not treating them well. Obviously, we know that. So, but if you look at the talent that's there, you got Doug Martin, Mike Evans, and James.
Maybe have Doug Martin.
But if you look at the offense there, like, you've got a lot to build on if they're all there.
The problem with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was not their offense. It was their defense. And Lovey clearly had Lovey's a defensive guy and had no talent on defense. And they did so much better. It baffles me. And you fucking fire him over the phone. Grow some goddamn balls.
Yeah.
Grow some goddamn balls. Move on. I'm over
right,
it.
So
where we go.
Now we got next is Tom Sula. 1 year.
49ers.
1 year. That was it. That's all he had.
They were, all right, so
you let Harbaugh go, and then you hire Tom Sula as the next heir in the legendary 49ers Association, and then you fire him for 1 year. What the
I think
fuck
was it
that was, about? What was that?
I think his hire was, oh, fuck, we called Jim Harbaugh out, and he took the out, now that we do. So I don't think that was his guy to begin with. I don't think they wanted to hire him to begin with. And then we saw the fall of the season. I mean, neither one of us thought the season
was Colin Kaepernick going to be a fucking 49er?
Kaepernick won't be a 49er for sure. He won't be there.
Are we going to see Kaepernick in... Where are we going to see him? If he's not a 49er, is he...
Tampa Bay?
No, he won't go to Tampa Bay. I mean,
why the fuck would he go there? Jameis Winston's their guy.
Be a backup. He's gonna
let the grown up talk.
I'm just saying, he's a fucking backup. I don't know.
I think that he does have the talent to actually be a starter.
I'm trying to. When you asked me the question, you kind of caught me off guard because I was trying to think of like teams that had a quarterback need. Houston comes to mind, but they're in the playoffs, so I don't know.
Houston definitely needs a quarterback.
I don't know what that looks like. So Houston's one that was the one that kind of popped in my head. Eventually, I mean, Tony Romo was like 36. You know, there's a lot of Johnny Manziel, RG3 ties with their Houston or
Johnny
with their
Manziel's not just with their Texas ties,
right? Like back up Tony for a couple more years, and then maybe they step in. I think Kaepernick's looking for a starting gig tomorrow. Like I don't think he's going to go somewhere he's going to have to compete.
And he's on and his rookie contract, so he's officially
No. He got re-signed. He got paid last year. But so, it was very incentive laced and everything. So if he gets cut, 49ers on the hook for a little bit of money, but none of it matters. I think Kaepernick's going to be looking at teams that are looking for a quarterback. The Jets, maybe.
So
I don't know.
All right, so we already know Chip Kelly's interviewing in San Francisco right now.
And he asked to be interviewed. That's the key. 49ers didn't reach out to him. He reached out to the 49ers.
So he's trying to sell. He's trying to sell.
That's important.
Which is understandable. Because obviously what Chip has done is pretty not very good in the NFL standards.
Ten and six, and then what was it? 7-9 still?
For
the Eagles, right?
Yeah, they were 7-9.
Yes. 10-6, 10-6, 7-9.
But what I'm trying to say is
one bad season.
He's trying to sell himself and say that maybe Kaepernick could be his guy there. That is not Blaine Gabbert. There's no way.
Fuck no, it's not Blaine Gabbert.
Like, if Nick Foles wasn't your guy last year and you trade him off for Sam Bradford. You know what? You know what he's been better at? He is the T.O. of Philadelphia. The team obliterator of Philadelphia because he traded off Shady. He traded off fucking Nick Foles. Like, he's been terrible.
I don't know if Chip Kelly will get a head coaching gig this year. What I think he should do, here's my opinion to you, Chip Kelly, is you take the year off. Okay? Just take the year off. You're not hurting for money. You can't be, and if you are, you're a retard. Sorry, Mom.
Jesus.
If you're hurting for money, you're a moron. Take the year off and see what happens, right? There could be a college gig that opens up, another gig next year. I don't think Chip Kelly is a good fit. I really don't for any team.
Not even offensive coordinator.
If you're Chip Kelly, who demanded to be a GM and coach 2 years into your tenure, he's not taking an OC gig. He's too prideful for that. He's not doing that.
If he's too good, then he's too good for the league. So
in his head, he's too good for that. Take a year off and
go to the CFL. Go back to the NCAA.
Yeah, I actually hope that Chip Kelly doesn't.
And it works out very well for some people in the NCAA. Look at Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Look at Pete Carroll. He's done a great job. He went to the NFL, came back to the NCAA, and went back to the NFL. And look at him now.
Right.
So and look after at Nick Saban. Nick Saban went to Miami, didn't do anything, came back, and now he's like the guy.
Yeah.
Now he is the end all be all in Alabama. If you talk about
He's still not Bear Bryant in Alabama.
Understandable. Yeah. All right, where are we going? Let's talk about Sean Payton getting re-signed.
He didn't get re-signed. He just didn't get traded. He's coming back. Yeah. So Sean Payton still had 2 more years, and I guess it's still open. If some team is willing,
this is your dude. This is Drew Brees. That's your guy now.
I was kind of surprised, even with all that drama he had with the allegations and the suspension and everything, they decided to keep him anyway. But he seems to be doing well.
This is like your NFC team. The Saints are your NFC team.
Yeah.
Sean Payton got hired in 2006.
He's on air. That's an NFC fan for the Saints right there.
I'm a Drew Brees fan. Let's put it that way.
Right.
You got to be a Saints fan or the Bears. We're done.
I'm a Drew Brees fan. Let's put it that way. When he played for the Chargers, I was a Drew Brees fan. That's
so dumb.
I love Drew.
So Sean Payton, been there since 2006, won a Super Bowl, obviously, against the Colts. Bomb, whatever, right?
Bittersweet.
Sean Payton is a second-round pick trade at this point. So if you want Sean Payton to coach your team, 49ers, Eagles, Giants, Browns, Miami, whoever, you have to give up a second round pick. So you tell me if he's worth it or not. I don't think so. He doesn't want to leave. He's made that clear. At least as long as, you know, Snow's boy Drew Brees is still playing, I think Sean stays in New Orleans. He was tied and linked. The only reason he brought it up, he was linked to the Colts for a second. They saw if it was a possibility. Didn't work out. It's fine. Sean, stay in New Orleans. Figure out what you guys got.
Best place he can be right now.
Yeah, figure it out.
All right, so real quick, do you have any candidates for Miami or Tennessee?
I don't care about either one of those teams.
Okay, cool.
All right. I really don't. I mean, let's figure it out. I don't give a shit about either one of you. I really don't.
You know,
Adam, I hope you don't go to Miami. Adam, if you do go somewhere between those two, Adam Gase, if you go to either one of those two, go to Tennessee.
Mariota.
Go to Tennessee if you're Adam Gase between those two.
And Dick LeBeau as your defensive coordinator? That's a great place to be,
Dick LeBeau is 98 years old, dude.
Who gives a fuck to the players that will fucking die for
I him? Know, but he might die before that.
It's also the greatest porn name in football.
I don't actually care. I mean, we'll see. They'll fuck it up somehow. Mariota, please get him an offensive line. Because he's the truth. I think he's good. Get him an offensive line. That's your problem. It's not. You can keep Muschamp, and we're good.
Real quick, who's getting paid at the end of the year?
Paid that we didn't think was going to get paid?
Who's getting paid at the end of the year?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. I'm up in a complete agreement.
Kirk Cousins. You just resurrected your career. You like that, Kirk? You like that because you're getting paid. Dude.
Yeah, he's the number one there.
Oh my god, he's gonna get paid.
Dude, he was on fire, dude. Like,
here's the real question though: who's gonna pay him? You think the Redskins are sold?
Oh, dude, yeah, that's their guy.
You think the Redskins are
that's
sold?
That's their guy. They're gonna re-sign him.
Oh,
as long as
Snyder is a moron.
If Gruden is still their coach next year, because we don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
How would he not be?
We don't know what's going to happen, but...
Dan Snyder's a moron. He's not that dumb.
But...
He's an idiot.
Kirk Cousins is your guy. Look how great he's been for you this year.
Kirk Cousins, you're $100 million guy.
Good
for you. I'm going to Jay Cutler deal. Incentive base, it'll look like it's $100 million.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll look like $100 million. Everyone will lose their minds and say Kirk Cousins got $100 million. But in reality, it's probably going to be like 50. But cool. Kirk, you got 50 mil. Handle it, son. Good for you. And yes, Kirk, we like it.
All right, so let's get to the fucking meat of the fucking menu.
Playoffs.
Wild card, bitches.
Here we are.
All right, so wild card fucking Saturday is upon us.
It is.
Jim, it is. Let's kick it off with Kansas City at Houston. Tell me what you think about this game.
All right, so there's a lot of things to talk about with this game in particular. But what I'll start by saying is Kansas City's on a 10-game winning streak.
Dude, that's fucking hot, dude.
Right?
That's hot.
So I know that everyone's got, sexy
picks. We are in love with Kansas City.
We are. And there's these love picks, which we're going to talk about, right? Like, everyone's in love with the Seahawks. Everyone's in love with the Steelers. Kansas City started 1-5. And then just ran the table. They spotted the lead 5 games. And then ran it.
We were just fucking around that first 5.
Alex Smith? We were just playing preseason. Then we played 6 games.
Alex Smith has never been... I've never been sold on Alex Smith. I'm still not sold on Alex Smith.
But he's a smart quarterback, though.
He is. But he's not the number one draft pick that the 49ers thought
they lost Jamal Charles for the year.
Right. Listen,
and I will credit 10-game win streak.
I'm crediting Kansas City to a couple things. One, Andy Reid is a very good head coach.
Yeah,
and I know that everyone makes fun of him. And look what he did in Philly. So he doesn't win Super Bowls, or he hasn't won Super Bowls, right? But look what he did in Philly, and look what Philly's been since.
Philly should have. Philly, if they didn't play New England, they would have won a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
With T.O. and Donovan. That was, we already know that.
We know that, right? So, but then you put him in Kansas City with an Alex Smith, no Jamal Charles, wide receivers, who? We don't know. Good defense. Eric Berry, cancer surviving. I mean, how do you root against Kansas City? But more importantly...
Well, that's our adopted team with Kansas City.
Who's starting for Houston? The quarterback? Do we know?
Hoyer?
Is Hoyer back? Like, we don't even know. That's so fucked up, right?
I'm going to go ahead and just put Hoyer in.
That's so fucked up. And I'm going to give, what's his name?
Kelly. Let me go ahead and say congratulations,
yeah,
Texans.
Do that,
congratulations,
right?
Houston.
Who's the guy? Not Chip Kelly.
But
who's the other guy?
You're hosting a home game for no reason.
Who's the head coach? Who's it? Brian Kelly?
Oh, Bill O'Brien.
Who's Brian Kelly? Doesn't
Chip's
matter.
Chip's little brother?
No.
Ryan Kelly used to be a fucking...
I made that up.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking Notre Dame for a second.
What if Kaepernick goes to Houston? They're going to need a new quarterback.
He used to be head coach in Cincinnati. Now he's head coach in Notre Dame.
That's what
just
I was
a
thinking.
Small name.
Oh, yeah.
Just a small name.
Apparently taking a shot of this Browns toilet bowl fucked me up. But it's
the beginning of it all.
It was laced with a lot of credit to Bill O'Brien. Right? A lot of credit to Bill O'Brien. He's an offensive guy with a badass defense, and he took a team that had no business being in the playoffs to hosting a playoff game. And again, I understand how it works. You know, whatever. They won the division. They're 9-7. They're hosting a team that's 11-5.
Congratulations, you're fucked.
You're
because Kansas City has only given up like 13 points a game in the last 10-game win streak.
The over-under in this game, I'm not sure. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was like 40. It's going to be like less than 20. They're not going to score 40 points. It's both defenses. The Houston Texans defense is playing phenomenal, and this is the only reason I will give Houston
but they're not
going to
put up any points on the board.
That's what I'm saying. But what I, not, the only
they're,
reason
they're
I'm
not
give Houston,
a team that actually takes the ball and fucking runs it back
no,
in.
But,
like,
but
not them.
But the only reason I'm going to give Houston a chance in this game is because of J.J. Watt and that defense. J.J. Watt is probably the best.
Is Jadeveon Clowney actually going to play too?
It doesn't even matter. J.J. Watt is probably the biggest.
He was out for the Colts game.
Defensive impact player since Lawrence
or Taylor. Jacksonville game, I should say.
J.J. Watt has more influence on a football field than anyone else since probably LT.
Honestly.
That's fair.
I'd give you LT, but I almost want to say Ray Lewis.
Also was a Super Bowl champion.
So
with a shitty offense and a phenomenal defense.
And J.J. is that type of guy. He looks like he's that type of guy. Just by looking at the cameras and video and everything about him. Like, he is the type of guy that's just so fired up. And I love that dude.
I do, too.
Please don't play for Indianapolis. Fuck Houston. I'm tired of playing that motherfucker.
But
I'm tired of playing him.
And give it. So I've already placed my bet, and I showed these guys my bet earlier. So I'm taking Kansas City. It was -3. I'm taking Kansas City. My luck, they'll probably lose, but I think Kansas City pulls
no,
this out.
No, Kansas City's a smart pick, dude. They're fucking hot right now, dude.
Yeah, I think
and that's what's fucked about Wildcard Weekend. Like, all the away teams are favored. All right, so next game. Big game. Huge game. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, dude.
So, opening comments with this game is, I wish Andy Dalton was playing. Let me just say that. Because Andy, and the reason I say that is Andy Dalton has not won a playoff game. He had his best season until he got hurt he's ever had. Clearly the Bengals had the best season they've ever had. You know, Marvin Lewis been there, should have been fired, not been fired, all that controversy, everything. You finally have a chance, and your guy's not there. And Andy Dalton, if the Bengals win this game, Andy Dalton will still be winless in the playoffs.
That
even
a,
though he, the reason
that's a
they're
huge
there.
If. That's a huge if.
It is. It
when
is.
I, when I was in Alabama, Alabama actually goes for A.J. McCarron no matter what. And they were hoping A.J. McCarron would actually be able to start in the NFL. Because all they could talk about on the radio when they bring up A.J. McCarron is that his wife is hot. And the fact that they want him to be able to start. And it's a blessing to see Alabama to actually be able to look forward, look up.
I,
to
you know, and I think I think AJ McCarron's a good quarterback. I think
he's
going to
be
okay.
Gonna
be
good. Yeah, he's gonna
I think
be
he's
going
to be good.
He can be good.
And I, you know, fuck, you listen to 5 minutes of this podcast. You know how much I hate Andy Dalton, right? And my whole thing is he's finally got a chance.
The Bengals are our fucking like arch nemesis, so I agree.
Hopefully he's got a chance to play after they win this or whatever, if they win this. But let me flip it and just say simply, the Steelers, I understand that they've backdoored themselves into the playoffs. Literally. Thank you, Rex Ryan.
They're the most dangerous team.
Either them or the Steelers or the Seahawks, but I also think that this is a sexy pick, and I know I'm sounding like I'm going against myself here, but I don't. Here's what's going to end up happening. It's going to end up
Cincinnati
being
in this game.
I'm not. So the Steelers, to me, have to score like 35 plus points. If they can score 35 plus points against that Bengals defense, no questions, they go on.
They're going to. It's in Cincinnati.
But the Bengals roster top down.
Look at week 14. They came into Cincinnati and beat them. They've already done it with Ben and everybody else.
I'm excited that the Steelers are in the playoffs, and the reason I say that is I think they're entirely too talented of a team to not be in the playoffs.
I'm excited because that's the one team, I think, in the AFC that can threaten the Patriots.
See, I disagree with that.
That's the one team in this league.
It's the same team that choked against the Ravens, right?
That's the one team. I get it.
That's a whole different conversation.
That's the one team in the league that I think that actually beat the Patriots. In the AFC. That's the one team that I think that can do it.
So you're clearly on the Steelers, right?
I'm clearly on the Steelers.
What's the line? 3? I think it's 3. I got it at 3. I don't know what it's right now.
I'm with you. I like your picks.
I'm taking the Steelers as well, -3. But now I'm second guessing everything I've done in my life. It's probably going to be the Texans and the fucking... it'll probably be the Texans and the Bengals playing each other.
Well, you know, you're on a good roll because obviously when you go against me,
I lose.
You lose, so you're with me at this point. So congratulations.
All right, so what we're saying, real quick before you go to the NFC. So what we are saying, Steve and I are both on the same thing.
And
so we're saying Kansas City as the number 5 seed. And the Steelers as the number 6 seed both win.
Well, let's go ahead and just call Kansas City.
So the matchup.
Two seeds.
Well, no. But as far as seedings are concerned, right? So we're saying the 5 wins and the 6 wins. So that means the 6 Pittsburgh will go to Denver next week. And we're saying Kansas City is going to go to New England.
That's six plays to one.
Right. And the 1 is Denver. You probably got sick and fell asleep.
Oh,
Denver
shit.
Won.
Denver's
the
one. Shit, no.
yep. So Denver's the one, and New York or New England's a 2. So it, based on our picks, what we're saying is Kansas City's going to New England, and we're saying Pittsburgh is going to Denver, and Peyton gets a chance to play the Steelers. That's what we're saying.
He came back in the second half of last week's game
and handed the ball off great.
He did a great job. He was just like, here you go.
But that's
I can do this all day.
Let's continue with the wild card. We got NFC.
Let's go to Sunday. So Sunday, early game, Seattle at Minnesota.
All right, so
tell me what you think.
So Minnesota surprised me.
This is the one home game that has the starting quarterback from the start of the year.
Yeah, that's true. And he's not playing great. He hasn't played great.
He's a sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they played great because they have the rushing title champion.
You got
Adrian Peterson. Good defense and all that. So Minnesota did surprise me because I thought they were going to – I think they were going to fold against Green Bay, and they didn't. Green Bay still had a chance in that game, and it didn't happen. Whatever, it's fine. But
– yeah, we both picked –
and I hate what I'm going to say. And I know because I'm going to say it, and as I say it, I'm going to hate it. Because fucking Seattle. God bless.
God damn it. I know what you're saying. I agree with you already.
But.
I hate this.
How are you going to bet against Seattle at this point? I mean, Russell Wilson is doing something that he's never done before.
Say something dumb and say Minnesota's going to win.
I think Minnesota could win.
There we go.
He suddenly said something dumb.
Yeah,
although Minnesota does look good.
I don't agree.
I want to yell at him, but like, I don't think he believes it. He wasn't convincing enough.
No, he was still hurt.
No, I mean,
it's not making a murderer. Sorry, you're not fucking Dassey. So,
Seattle's defense has lost the notch. Right, they've lost the notch. They're not the same defense. But you know what they've made up with that is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, the back half of the season, has been the best quarterback in the league.
It's because he got his own bird now.
He's literally the best quarterback in the second half of the league. There's no argument. There can't be an argument. First Seattle quarterback to over 4,000 yards.
This is Pete Carroll, like, sitting back and scheming about, like, maybe he's a terrible quarterback at the start of the year, and then all of a sudden he's going to take off.
Maybe.
Maniacal.
But Russell Wilson is on fucking fire. You can't count that defense out. I would be shocked shocked if Seattle isn't in the NFC Championship game and or the Super Bowl. I'm taking Seattle. The line is minus five.
So angry.
I think they win by it. I think this is the. All right, I'm going to go out there and say this real quick, Steve. I'm going to say this. I think this is the biggest margin of victory of all four games wild card weekend. I think that they smoke them. I think the rest of the games are within a touchdown. I think Seattle wins by at least two.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I really do.
I don't even know how to react right now, dude, because we're talking about Seattle, and you and I both hate the fact that the media is all over Seattle, and I've already said
the bandwagon is what I hate, but yeah. And the bandwagon starts with the media.
But
same shit.
You know what? Seattle's going to win this game.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be as
dominant
as they are.
They're the sixth seed. Keep that in mind when we talk about the
I don't know if it's going to be as dominant as you think they are. But Minnesota's got a lot to play for.
Well, clearly.
It's going to be one of the coldest games, by the way, in NFL history. The top 10 coldest games.
I didn't see that. Is that a thing?
It's going to be a thing, dude. The weather is going to play a big effect on that. And we're talking about Russell Wilson throwing the ball, a cold-ass
ball. Guess what, Steve? Russell Wilson can run the ball.
He can. I get it.
I don't see it. The line's minus five. I'm taking them by two tutties. What do you got?
I want to take them by two touchdowns. With this game,
are they covering it?
With this game being as cold as it is, I'd say it's going to be a fucking 7-point game.
All right, so they're covering it, but you don't think it's going to be as big as I think it's
going to be. Yeah, no, I don't see two touchdowns. I'll see a touchdown just because of the weather. All right, so for the final game of the week, I'm talking about Green Bay at Washington.
Yeah.
And as much as I think that Aaron Rodgers is a bad man, fucking Kirk Cousins, dude, he's been fucking phenomenal for the last half of the season. Like, what do you got against him?
I have nothing.
Do you like that? Do you like that, Jim? Do you like it?
I like you getting all that. Up about it, but here's what I like. I like Aaron Rodgers. And I like Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. I understand that they went through some shit. They haven't looked good. They're limping into the playoffs. They locked their playoff bid up in like week 13.
Oh, I knew my God, the seedings, week 13.
Whatever.
Locked it up.
I mean, their seedings weren't there, but they had a playoff spot. Didn't matter. Decimated by injuries. There's clearly some holes in the Packers. But I will not say that a 9-7 team, 9-7 team, is losing to an NFC North staple.
All right, so
I am taking the Packers. It was a pick'em. It was a pick'em.
Our shot bet.
Our shot bet is this.
I lost last week. I get it. All right. I was just going for the fact that the Colts might make the playoffs. Long shot,
still living a dream.
I get it.
But a better off winning the Powerball.
So now that I am a Bears fan with you, I'm not going for the fucking Packers. Just fuck them.
Wow.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
These make me feel like I'm a less of a Bears fan.
Yeah.
These make me feel like I'm a less of a Bears fan.
Wow. So I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron Rodgers' offensive line is fucking garbage. And Kirk Cousins has been on fire, dude. I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins.
So I know you were passed out because you were sick or whatever.
Yeah,
Sunday night for that Packers-Vikings game. They were still another Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary away from tying that football game, which we know he can do. I honestly believe
that's a Hail Mary, and that's just luck. That's all that is.
I mean, I get it. I can't spend my entire adolescent years hating the Packers and the Bears losing to the Packers as much as we have to know that they made the playoffs at a 10-6 record, and for them to not beat a subpar opponent.
So let's make note of this, because the new Bears fans is now against the NFC North teams that are in here.
Not changing.
And now you are now all of a sudden with it. You're going for Aaron Rodgers on this. And normally in every other year I would, but his offensive line is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I can't. And it was a pick. Like I said, it was a pick 'em. It's a minus one at this point, which still means that the Packers are favored, right? But I can't buy into
their big
the Redskins. Game,
their big
just,
games
yeah.
come into a Hail Mary situation, and I'm not going to buy into it yet.
I understand what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying. But I just cannot bet against the Packers. And the reason I say I can't bet against Packers is who they're playing. If this game was them playing the Seahawks
I don't want to go
if it
the
was,
Redskins.
The Redskins, for me, are worse than the Texans, in my head.
No, they're better.
If you rank the four, you know, the four games and the eight players,
who they play, and who they have played versus the Texans, I would rather give the shot to the Redskins.
Because I think if Tony Romo didn't get hurt, we wouldn't even be talking about the Redskins right now.
I wish we didn't have to.
I know.
Because I would pick the Cowboys over the Packers.
Right. Second year.
You might be in the same boat with that then.
I probably would.
You might jump on board and you're fucking Bears.
I would have. But yeah, no, I'm with you, dude. Like, I'm out with the Redskins. I'm not. So I'm taking the Packers. It was a pick when I got him in there. I'm taking the Packers just to win.
I'm going on the Redskins just to win. I'm not picking it. So.
Shot bet it up.
All right, so Jim. That's episode 20, dude.
We're about to be legal next week.
We're going to be 21 Monday.
We're going to be 21 Monday.
Because I'm not going to be sick.
Steve's not going to be sick. We're going to do Monday at Bubba's. We're going to bring you episode 21. We're going to give you a recap of Wild Card Weekend.
Let's not say Bubba's. We might be at the Princess Bar again.
Hey, I'm down with that as well. So we'll let you know where we're going to be. We're going to let you know where we're at. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to recap Wild Card Weekend. We're going to hopefully celebrate all of my bets being correct.
Wrong.
And we're going to...
Wrong.
Yeah, lots of optimism.
And then we're going to preview divisional playoffs. We're going to lay off the Colts and the Bears, as we've said. Because we're just going to focus our next episode on...
Unless something big comes out.
Yeah, unless something happens.
We hired a defense coordinator today.
Right. You know, whatever.
All
right?
Four is defense coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, we know John Fox is the coach next year. We know Chuck McLaughlin's coach. So we're going to keep it quiet a little bit on that. We're going to give you a bunch of stuff about what we think is going to happen in the divisional round and move on. So, again, guys, you know, we appreciate it. I can't believe we're at episode 20.
20, dude.
And what's funny, Steve, I knew you were sick all week, and I got messages. Hey, did I miss your episode this week? Did you guys record this week? I got a lot of that this week. And I sent these guys a message last night, and I was like, we got to record Friday. People are waiting. So we appreciate the love, appreciate the support. We're going to keep bringing it. We're going to alter our off-season schedule, which you guys let you know via the website and everything else in terms of what we're going to be doing during the off-season. But there's still a lot of football left.
Don't forget, princesspodcast.com.
Check it out. We got a new logo up. It's all good. I got the hoodie. I rep Such, baby bro. He's repping in the Chi-Town. Hook us up. Again, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Let me do this.
And as always,
Princess, bear down.